Looks like Oxford's going to kick off to Unadilla Valley to start this third quarter. Again, UV's in the purple pants, the black tops with the gold trim, the gold numbers, as well as the black helmets. Oxford is in the white tops with the red numbers, the black pants, and the red helmets here tonight. And so UV will receive going left to right to start the third quarter. So it should be an exciting second half. Again, tied 22-22. All our 11-man games are set for tomorrow. And so a nice chance to come here tonight on Friday night under the lights and watch some 8-man football, our first chance to do an 8-man game on the radio. So again, tied 22 all as Oxford will kick off here with Brad Beckwith. Little squib on the ground will be fielded by UV at the 40-yard line, and Proskin had nowhere to go, and so he's tackled. UV will start at their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, no return on the play. Start over first and 10 at the 40-yard line of UV.
So again, going left to right, UV to start this third quarter. And let's see what Unadilla Valley decides to do to start this third frame, as it was the Reifenberg show on those last two drives for UV. Let's see if they can continue that. Reifenberg, the sophomore quarterback, they're going to have two wide receivers split to the left, to the right, man in motion. They'll fake the handoff to Butts. Reifenberg up the center, maybe a gain of one as he was ripped down at the line.
Looked like he was going to get a lot more, but then one of the white jerseys grabbed a hold of the purple jersey and brought him back to about 2 yard gain on that play. We'll bring up second down and 8.
And so UV gets the play from the sideline, as we'll see if UV decides to run the ball a little bit more here in the second half with Kyler Butts, who I thought had a really nice first half. They also have Merlo in the backfield, Mitchell Merlo, who had a touchdown as well in the first half.
And they have a strange new formation we haven't seen all night tonight, the quarterback under center.
So here is the handoff, and they'll go to Merlo, and he is brought down by Beckwith, who came crashing through the line, ripped him right down at the line of scrimmage.
Beckwith left his spot and just met the running back in the backfield. No gain on the, or actually lost a yard on the play, so third down and 9.
And he was in there
quickly
with a snap of a finger. I mean, and that just shows what kind of a player he is and why he's getting some college interest. 10:45 to go, third quarter. Looks like we're going to have a penalty here, perhaps against UV.
Yep, false start against UV. Back him up another 5 yards now to bring up, third down and 14.
Boy, and this is tough. I mean, penalties really hurt UV in the first half, and they were able to overcome it, but there gets to a point where you just can't overcome those penalties.
Yeah, especially, I mean, in the first half, we haven't seen it in this half, but they had a couple of times where they were really moving well, and then all of a sudden a penalty killed that momentum.
They'll hand off to Butts here, and Butts is going to break it to the 50, to the 45. Good for a first down. He's shoved out of bounds in Oxford territory at about the 43. Kyler Butts, the sophomore, with a big-time run.
Kyler Butts off the left end. Real nice play. Good block on the end to seal it, and good first down carry.
10:24 to go, third quarter, 22 all between Oxford and UV. And this is the opening drive of the second half here for Unadilla Valley. And so I've been impressed with Blaine Reifenberg, the sophomore QB. Just seems to have a lot of command here of this UV offense.
And you said that they have a lot of sophomores, right?
Yeah, I would say a majority of the team is sophomores if you look at it. So if they can keep the program going, future is bright. Reifenberg on a QB keeper. Beckwith meets him. He tried to turn the corner, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Reifenberg off to the left side with an option type look, turns it back up inside, gain of about one, second down and 9.
So a second down coming up as UV is in Oxford territory, just across the 45 to the 44. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDL. We hope you're warm wherever you are listening to this one. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. And Reifenberg will fake the handoff, runs to the outside, gets to the 45, to the 40, cuts back to the 35, flag on the play. Going to be close to a first down, and boy, Tim, we've said it a few times, but just so much room out there. If you can turn the edge, you're going to have a chance.
Yeah, and the thing is he had to outrun the guy that was spying him, and he did. And that's why he got the yardage, but the flag is on the play. Is a legal block in the back. and it'll push UV back.
So another nice run here by the quarterback. Blaine Reifenberg is going to be negated by a penalty flag, so that's tough.
And it looks like they gave him the first down, too, so it's going to lose the first down.
Yeah, he was very close to the first down marker there, and depending on the spot. So what was a great run there by Reifenberg is taken away. So this will still be a second and 10 with the ball at the 46-yard line here for UV. Reifenberg, a lot of speed when he gets in the open, in the open field. So they'll hand off to Kyler Butts once again, bounces to the outside, but he is met there by the Blackhawks defense. And another big-time tackle from C.J. Smith wrapping him up.
C.J. Smith did a really nice job at ending that play right at the line of scrimmage. So it'll bring up third down and 9.
9:15 to go, third quarter. We're tied 22-22 between the Storm and the Blackhawks. A great 8-man football game here tonight on a chilly night at UV High School under the lights. So this will be about a third and 9 again. Ball on the 45. UV's got to find a way to try to move the ball here on this third down, first possession of the third quarter with 8:50 to go. And here is Reifenberg, an option pitch to the outside. Butts couldn't hold on to it, does fall on it, but it's a loss of about 5 or 6 yards. Fourth and long coming up.
Butts did a really nice job to recover that. Otherwise, we might have a first score of the game by the Blackhawks. Real nice play, fourth down. Looks like they're punting.
We're tied 22-22 with 8.5 to go, third quarter. So UV, some penalties really hurt on that drive. They had some great plays that were taken away. And now UV will punt, but this one goes straight up in the air. Does take a UV bounce and rolls about, oh, maybe 10 yards. But that's where Oxford will take over. Can't say I've ever seen a punt go straight up like that.
I'm going to tell you why. Quick kick. The punter was too close to the line. I think Oxford blocked it. I think it did. I think it got tipped up in the air, and like you said, Nate, it did. It went straight up in the air, and I don't think it made it past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it went straight up in the air like it was just, you know, shot out of a cannon, and, you know, it did take a UV bounce, luckily,
right,
and bounced about 10 yards, but Oxford's going to have great field position on their first possession of the second half, taking over at the 43. Wow.
Some strange things are starting to happen.
8:12 to go in this third quarter. Oxford, again, their first possession of the second half. And in at quarterback is Alex Smith, and he'll hand one off to Xavier Cruz to the 45-50. Cruz hard running, and he's knocked out of bounds very close to a first down after about a 9-yard run. Cruz looks like a bulldozer out there.
Yeah, misdirection, and then Cruz cut it back to the right side, and then just defense good for a first down carry.
8:03 to go, third quarter. We're tied 22-22 between UV and Oxford. As Oxford goes right to left to start the third quarter here, their first possession of this third frame. UV making a quick substitution here on the line. And here's Oxford. They'll pitch to Xavier Cruz to the 45, to the 40. Xavier Cruz has got some room to go with 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and another touchdown here for Xavier Cruz, his fourth of the night. He turned on the Jets, and he was gone.
Yeah, nice little play. He looked like he was going to cut back and then cut to the pylon and got into the end zone. Made two or three UV Storm players miss him. Touchdown, Blackhawks.
So it's Oxford 28 and UV 22, and you know, it just seems like UV has to work and work on these long drives to score. Oxford's able to hand it off to Xavier Cruz, and he's been doing a lot of the work here tonight on offense. Great job.
Yeah, definitely has carried the load for the scoring for the Blackhawks.
And so Oxford will go for two here. 7:53 to go, third quarter. Cruz is in the backfield. Smith is in at quarterback. He will hand one off to Cruz right up the gut. This time he is stopped. UV making a great tackle right at the line. Very nicely done. Let's see who comes off there for the tackle for UV. I think it might have been Michael Bliss who made that tackle. Let's see. We'll check on that during the break with 7:53 to go, third quarter. Two-point conversion is no good, so it's Oxford 28, UV 22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The tackler was Nick Toscano on that play, bringing down Xavier Cruz for Unadilla Valley on the two-point conversion. So Oxford leads UV 28-22, 7:53 to go in the third.
Going to give a lot of kudos to Toscano, because I'm telling you what, if you stop him, Mr. Cruz, and make him go backwards, you've done a great job.
You've done a good job. Toscano, he's got the size, though, as he's listed on the UV roster, the senior, 6 foot, 300 pounds. So that was a good stop there for Toscano. Oxford will kick this one off. UV's going to field it at about their own 42-yard line. Falling on it was John Leonard. So we'll see if the Storm can pick this one up and maybe tie the game up once again.
Leonard with a nice recovery of the kick. And as Nate said, they will take over first and 10 at about the 42-yard line of UV.
Good opening drive to start the second half for UV, but we talked about it. Penalties definitely hurt. They had a first down taken away and really stalled the drive out before they had to punt. So let's see what they do on their second drive here in the third quarter. Again, 7:48 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on a chilly one here at UV on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. It's 28-22. Oxford's on top of Unadilla Valley. Here is Reifenberg, runs to the outside, gets it back to Kyler Butts, but he is well behind the line of scrimmage and takes a big-time hit there from Beckwith. A huge loss there for UV.
What a nice job by the outside guy, number 8, I believe it is, number 8 for Blackhawks. He made him pitch the ball and then went and made the tackle. Real nice job.
Isaiah Peterson in on that. Also looked to me like maybe Damian Barber was in on the play there, number 85. So a very nice job there by Oxford on defense, and this is going to be a second and really long, about a second and 20 here for Unadilla Valley as they're back in their own territory, going left to right at the 35-yard line. Again, it's Oxford 28, UV 22, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter here at UV tonight. Here is Reifenberg, the sophomore QB in the shotgun, and his heels are on the 30-yard line. We're going to have a flag on the play coming from the back judge against UV.
Yeah, delay a game against the Storm. We're going to move him back another 5 yards, bring up second down and 25.
So UV, again, the penalties have really hurt in the second half. And so we'll see what they can do here on this second and 25. They're going the wrong way. They had all the momentum to start the third quarter, but Oxford trying to grab it back. This will be a quarterback keeper here from Reifenberg. He's into space. He's got the first down. He's at the 50 to the 45 to the 40. Reifenberg trying to slip a tackle, and he gets to the 30 to the 25 before he's brought down. Touchdown saving tackle by Paul Baker, but UV right back in business.
One thing I want to tell everybody is Reifenberg did a fantastic job of setting up his blocks. They weren't quite ready with him, and alongside him, and he just stalled a little bit, and then as soon as they got there, he took off. Great run.
And there was some big-time blocks on that play, on that run for Reifenberg, as he scampers for, what do you think, Tim, about 40 yards on that play.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that.
6.5 to go, third quarter. Oxford 28, UV 22. The Storm on the march once again. They're in Oxford territory at the 25-yard line. Here's Reifenberg with Butts in motion. They'll fake the handoff. Reifenberg up the middle. Stumbles, a little 360, about 5 yards up to the 20-yard line.
Tackle made by the umpire.
Yeah. They did get tangled up a little bit there.
Yes, they did.
So a second and 5 coming up. Clock is running. Hits 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Oxford 28, UV 22. As quarterback Blaine Reifenberg looks over to the sideline here and looks to get the play from the UV coaching staff. Clock still moving, 5:45 to go, third quarter. Reifenberg with two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. This time they'll hand off to Kyler Butts. He turns the corner on the right side. Butts still on his feet, shakes the tackle. He's at the 10 and down to the 7-yard line before he's tackled there by Oxford. Nice tackle by C.J. Smith, but an even better run by Kyler Butts.
Let's just say a nice spin move by Butts, but it was generated by the tacklers for the Blackhawks that spun him around and then didn't take him to the ground. He kept his feet, got a couple extra yards, and they are now inside the 10-yard line, first and goal to go.
5.5 to go, third quarter, 28-22 the score. Oxford on top of UV. Storm, though, trying to tie this game up once again or perhaps even take the lead. So, again, UV comes in tonight 0-3. Oxford comes in at 2-2. So the UV Storm looking for their first win of the season. They'll hand this one off to Kyler Butts. He is in for the UV touchdown to tie this game up at 28 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter.
Butts with a little counterplay just off to the left side and then cut back to the right, beat a man at the stripe, at the pylon. Good for six.
So Kyler Butts helps UV get back in this ball game, and we're tied up at 28. UV could actually take their first lead of the game here if they could punch it in for two with 5:20 to go in the third. You know, UV's got some impressive athletes. Both sides really have some impressive athletes, but you know, UV, for being a little undersized, it's been a good showing for them here tonight.
Based on the size, it's a good thing they are fast and quick.
They throw to the outside here. His pass is complete. Reifenberg was looking for Merlot, but he was wrapped up before he could get into the end zone after making the catch. So we're tied 28-28 with 5:20 to go third quarter. We'll step away. Eight-man football under the lights tonight at UV on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're tied up 28-28 as Kyler Butts runs it in for a UV touchdown from just a couple yards out. Two-point conversion was no good, so Oxford and UV tied up at 28 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can always listen online, courtesy of SFCU. Ball is loose. Oxford is going to pick it up here off the squib kick kickoff. And Oxford will start going right to left on their own 42-yard line. That ball was in la-la land for a little bit.
I was thinking that the UV Storm were going to recover that, but number 40 for the Blackhawks stepped on the ball.
Just a reminder, folks, you can go back and listen to these games anytime. Again, courtesy of SFCU on WCDOsports.com. It's our game audio archive, free download. You just click the tab, go there, and all the games that we do for football or basketball, baseball, softball, they're all right there on WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can listen anytime, thanks to SFCU. 5:10 to go, third quarter. We're tied 28-28. And here's the snap. They'll hand off to Xavier Cruz at the 40, to the 45-50. Cruz with a first down, stops, puts on the jets to the 45, and then just runs over two tacklers to about the 42-yard line. Nice run by Xavier Cruz.
Yeah, he got to the 10 yards on the play, then made a nice little juke move and got about three more. First and 10, the ball will be spotted at about the 44-yard line.
You know, and if you're UV, it looks like they're going to take a timeout here with 5:03 to go in the third quarter. Tim, we'll keep it right here. If you're UV, what do you do? I mean, Xavier Cruz is just running wild on you right now.
Well, that's the thing. Like I said before, you know, in this game, it seems to be there's a lot of man-on-man matchups, and what's happening is Xavier just makes this guy miss. And if he does that, there's not a lot of help out there. So you got to remember, you know, that's a key thing. Open field tackling is huge. And I wouldn't want to be out there on an island trying to have to tackle Xavier.
No.
I can tell you that right now.
That's the thing. Even if you might get your hands on him, he's going to try to run you over.
Yep.
We've seen that multiple times here tonight.
He's going to go forward. I'm telling you that right now.
5:03 to go here in the third quarter. Just want to mention, here, Tim, that, you know, new head coach for UV this year is Art Regas, and we've noticed one of the assistants is Noble Champman. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people remember him from his playing days at Oneonta High School. Did you ever get to catch him in his prime days?
I did. I think I saw him when he was really young, like maybe a sophomore maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was a punt returner and kickoff returner. What an electric player he was.
He was very good. Went on to play, I want to say, Division I ball somewhere. I can't. Pittsburgh is sticking out in my mind, but I'm going to have to look that up. Just noticed when we got here tonight that he was an assistant coach, and nice to see you guys coming back and coaching and talking to the youth here today that have had that great experience.
And I was just going to say, was Regas his coach?
Yeah, Regas, that might be the connection there.
Right, I was going to say, because I think Regas was only on his coach at that time.
So a legal motion here after we come back from the break. First and 10 is going to turn into a first and 15 for Oxford. Again, they're going right to left. Ball is at midfield. They are just into UV territory, about the 47. So, you know, UV, new coaching staff this year, and just first year in eight-man, trying to get the program to a point where they want it to be. So far, they're off to a good start here tonight. They'll give it to Xavier Cruz. Flies right up the middle. Good for about 10 yards before he's tripped up at the 40. And I think he went about 5 yards in the air there from the
looks. I think you're right. It looked like a landing of an airplane rather than a run. But he got about, like Nate said, 8 or 9 yards. Brings up second down and 8.
4:40 to go, third quarter. We're tied 28-28 between Oxford and UV. We're in UV under the lights here tonight, as Oxford will have about a second and 8 to go as they go right to left. Waiting for the snap to Smith, who stepped in at quarterback here in the second half. Smith wants to throw. Pass is incomplete. Good coverage there by UV. And the intended receiver on the play was Evan Silstra.
No, yeah, number one was right with him all the way. And as soon as the ball hit him, he hit him, and the ball came out.
Kyler Butts, who just scored the touchdown for UV on their last possession, was in coverage and one of the most dynamic players on the field for sure. 4:21 to go, third quarter, tied 28-28. This is going to be a crucial third down, about a third and 8 here for Oxford. And wonder if we'll see a heavy dose here of Xavier Cruz. Again, Cruz with 4 touchdowns so far tonight for Oxford. Baker is in motion from left to right. They'll go to Cruz to the right side. He's got a block. He's going to be close to the first down, diving forward. I think he just got it as he's brought down at the 32.
Yeah, it looks like the referee has marked the ball just past the yardstick. So it'll be first and 10 for the Blackhawks, and the ball is going to be spotted at about the 33.
Boy, 4:10 to go, third quarter, just when UV looks to have Oxford in a place they want them on a third and kind of a long situation. Cruz is right there to make the play. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied 28-all between Oxford and UV. Eight-man football tonight on WCDL. Oxford is still marching. They'll hand it off to Cruz. Cuts back from left to right. This time he is brought down after a gain of probably about 3 yards. Good tackling there by UV.
Yeah, real nice job right there. And I'm going to say the second level did their job there. He made a guy miss in the hole and looked like he was going to kick it outside for a big gain, but the linebacker for UV said, not this time.
Ball's at the 30-yard line. This will be a second and about 6, maybe 7 to go. We'll see what Oxford comes up with. Smith is in the shotgun, standing at the 35. Cruz not in the backfield here, so it's going to be another runner here for Oxford. They're going to try to run to the outside. Good tackle here by Reifenberg. The runner was Brady Smith and had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Reifenberg came up from his spot on defense and made a really nice open field tackle. Got about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down in about 5.
Clock is moving down to 2:50 to go, third quarter. Again, still knotted up, 28-all between Oxford and UV. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. It's a cold one here, really our first, you know, real chilly game of the season. We've had a lot of good weather so far this year, but a chilly one here tonight. Oxford's going to take a timeout, so will we. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 2:37 to go in the third, 28-all between Oxford and UV on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:37 to go, third quarter, live from Unadilla Valley tonight, just outside of New Berlin. 28-all between Oxford and UV, a good eight-man football game. It's been a treat so far, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, it's lived up to everything that we made it to be. And it's really interesting to watch because it's really incredible how it's all one-on-one. You know, I mean, it ends up being clearly man-on-man, and it's really exciting to watch.
Third and five for Oxford. They're going left, right to left in UV territory. Smith on a little keeper to the outside. He pitched it at the last minute. Ball is loose. I believe Oxford recovered. They didn't pick up the first down. Maybe a gain of two on the play. So fourth and three coming up.
Yeah, as he was going to the ground, I think he tried to make a late pitch, and it didn't get there. But the running back did a nice job. Cruz got to it, fell on the ball. It'll bring up loss of one on the play, fourth and six.
Boy, that was a risky play there by Smith at the last minute to toss that one out there. A lot of trust in Cruz, mm-hmm. for sure. 2 minutes to go. Clock is running in this third quarter. Tied 28-all. Oxford comes to the line on a fourth and six. They'll go for it. They're deep in UV territory. Ball is on about the 28-yard line. Smith will run to the outside, gives it to Cruz, tries to get to the edge, and Cruz cuts back, diving his way forward. Did he get the first down? Looked like maybe he was out of bounds. Merlo was pushing him. He somehow was able to stiff-arm him off and get the first down. Unbelievable run.
Yeah, that was amazing. I thought he was out of bounds as well, and he just would not be denied. Turned the Jets on again, got the first down, so first and 10.
I was about to say, great tackle there by UV to push him out and not allow him, because when he gets those legs turning, he's tough to bring down, but he got him turning, picks up the first down.
Yeah, I was thinking we were going to have a turnover on downs right there, you know, huge, huge momentum swing for UV, but nope.
Minute 40 to go, third quarter, tied at 28. Oxford on the march once again. This is going to be a quarterback keeper for Smith to the outside. Can Butts and Reifenberg bring him down? They do. A couple of yard gain on the left wing side.
Yeah, he ran a long ways for those 2 yards, and nice tackle by Reifenberg on the play. We'll bring up second down. Well, actually, he got more than 10. Oh, wow.
Looks like
he missed that one.
I think he got about six yards there.
Yeah, second and six.
So clock is moving down
second
to a minute 10 to go, third quarter. So picked up 6 yards, second and four coming up. Oxford is inside the 15-yard line of UV now. Waiting for the snap. Here is Alex Smith, the QB, will hand off to Xavier Cruz. Cuts back to the right side. Xavier Cruz to the end zone, looking for touchdown number five. Yes, he is in. And another touchdown for Xavier Cruz, the man they call X.
Xavier Cruz was a fantastic run off the left tackle, kicked it back out to the right side and beat the guy to the pylon. 6 points.
So Oxford retakes the lead 34-28 with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fifth touchdown of the night for Xavier Cruz. Unbelievable numbers here for Cruz.
Yeah, crazy.
So they'll go for two, and these two-point conversions are critical in these close games like this. 13-0-11. And so we'll see what Oxford dials up. Smith will be under center, and they'll pitch this one to the outside, looking for the two-point conversion, keeping the legs moving, and in is Brady Smith. So it's a two-point conversion that's good, and it's 36-28.
Thought he was caught behind the line, but he would not be denied and got into the end zone for the 2 points.
36-28, Oxford on top of UV. 52 seconds to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
52 seconds to go, third quarter. The fifth touchdown of the night for Xavier Cruz gives Oxford a 36-28 lead with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Great run there by Cruz. And a long drive capped off for Oxford. Beckwith will kick off here for the Blackhawks as we get set with 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Little bouncing kick is fielded here by UV. They lost it for a second. Now they'll fall on it with 37 at the 37-yard line, with 46 seconds to go, third quarter.
First and 10 for UV on this possession at the 37-yard line.
So first and 10, UV late here in this third quarter. We'll see what they can do. Should be an exciting fourth quarter ahead between the Blackhawks and the Storm, as it's been a good battle. At one point, Oxford was up 22-6, but then two straight touchdowns got UV back into this ball game. They tied it up at the half, 22-22. Currently, Oxford leads 36-28. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Man in motion is Butts. It'll be a quarterback keeper for Reifenberg. Bounces to the outside, up to the 40, to about the 43 before he's pushed out of bounds. UV going left to right here late in the third quarter.
Reifenberg with a little quarterback keeper was going to the right side. Blackhawks had that snuffed out. He kicked it back out to the left. Good gain on first down of about 6 yards, second down and four.
Yeah, he got more than I thought he did. 20 seconds to go. Clock is moving here in the third quarter. Let's see if they can get this playoff here. Reifenberg trying to bark out some signals to the running backs. Down to 8 seconds to go. Reifenberg under center. This will be the last play of the third quarter. Reifenberg wants to throw. A little trick play. Here is intercepted by Oxford. Or did he drop it? Let's see. Going to be a catch. And the pass is picked off there by Brady Smith. Big time turnover.
I was thinking he dropped it, but two officials are talking about it right now, and I guess they're going to give him the interception. So big turnover.
That's the end of the third quarter with the score Oxford 36. So it's Oxford 36, UV 28. An interception will give the ball back to Oxford when we come back to start the fourth quarter on WCDO.
If it's time for a new truck, it's time for you to apply. No matter what kind of truck you've got in mind, we have a loan that's right for you. We'll get you a great rate, a fast decision, and personalized service without all the hassle. For a truck loan that's miles ahead, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU Banking. Easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here at Unadilla Valley. The score, Oxford 36, UV 28. UV was driving to end the third quarter, but they just threw an interception. So to start the fourth quarter, Oxford will have the ball. We switch ends of the field, so the Blackhawks will be going left to right. And they will have it at about midfield here at about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, it was a good nice little play right there by the interceptor to complete that catch, because it looked like everybody thought he dropped it, but according to the officials, he did not.
Brady Smith with the interception, giving Oxford the ball back. Now they try to run on first down, and the UV defense is right there to sniff that one out. It was Mitchell Merlo making the tackle.
Mitchell Merlo with a tackle for loss of about 1 yard. We'll bring up second down on 11.
So clock is moving here in the fourth quarter. Oxford with the ball and a 36-28 lead. And we'll see, you know, at different points of this game, there's been, the clock has moved quite a bit with some running plays, and there's been some times where they've passed quite a bit and the clock has been slow. So we'll see if Oxford wants to try to chew a little clock here with the lead and with possession. 36-28, the score. Oxford on top of Unadilla Valley. Here's the snap on a second down and 10 to go. Cruz to the outside, escapes a tackle, flag on the play. Cruz still on his feet, two flags on the play, and finally he's brought down at about the line of scrimmage.
Flags and players all over the place.
Boy, it looks like a yard sale out there at the moment. A couple of different hurt players, and we'll see what the end result is here on some tough running by Xavier Cruz. We're going to step away with 11:03 to go fourth quarter. It's 36-28 while we sort this out on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We're glad to say everybody's up off the field. Looks like no serious injuries there, but there were some big-time penalties that drop Oxford all the way back to about the 27-yard line, Tim.
Yeah, first and 25.
They'll hand off to Xavier Cruz, left side run. He's going to pick up 3, 4, about 5 yards before he's brought down out at the 33-yard line. 10:45 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford 36, UV 28. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO, and it looked like face mask was maybe one of the calls on that last play.
Yeah, I believe it was. The initial one was a face mask, but then there was another flag late, so I'm not really sure what that was.
Either way, it backed Oxford up big time as they were nearing midfield. And so this is a third and long here, about a third and 25 to go for Oxford. And they'll run to the outside, little quarterback keeper here for Smith. Alex Smith is across the 40 to the 44, but it's still going to be a fourth and long coming up even after the nice run by Smith.
Yeah, Smith with a real nice third down carry, but it did come up short. It'll bring a fourth down and 13.
Well, after the conclusion of this game, folks, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show, including our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACO Brands of Sydney. 9:45 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford will punt this one away, so UV doing a good job on defense. And they'll have another chance with the ball to try to get back in this game against this pesky Oxford team, which has Xavier Cruz running the ball fantastically tonight. Here's Reifenberg, lost the ball, and he's able to just fall on it on the return of about 10 yards.
Paul Baker with a nice hit right there, got the ball out of the receiver's hands, but he fell right on it, so UV retains possession.
You know, we talk about this every year, Tim, this time of the year, and on these cold nights, you know, you get a hit like that, it has to be hard to hold on to that ball.
Well, a lot of times it's like you don't realize that you don't care you have the ball anymore because your hand hurts so much because they put that helmet right on your hand, and you go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Then all of a sudden the ball's on again.
Yeah, impossible to hold on to at times, I'm sure. 9:25 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford 36, UV 28. Here's the handoff to Kyler Butts, and he is brought down just as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Loss on the play.
Nice job by the Blackhawks defense. Tackle for a loss of about 3 yards will bring up second down and 13.
Good to see Butts back in there. He was hurt. One of the guys that looked a little shaken up there against Xavier Cruz on that last tackle, so good to see him back in there. But this will be a second down and about 13 to go. 8:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oxford 36, UV 28. Eight-man football tonight at UV under the lights, and a flag on the play, and we'll going to have a false start here against UV.
Yep, right away, knock the play dead for a false start. 5 yards more will bring up second down and 18.
So 8:49 to go, fourth quarter. Again, tomorrow will be Soccer Saturday. It's the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League Soccer Championships over in Oneonta. One word we wanted to pass along, that the MAC Boys Championship between Walton and Green is postponed until Tuesday due to illness in Green. So they postponed that game until Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That game will be in Sydney. So trying to spread the word as much as we can. If you're going to watch the MAC Boys Championship tomorrow, it is postponed. Here on a second down, this will be a throw to Kyler Butts. Complete up the 40, up to the 45, pushed out at about the 47. So a third and long, but it's a little bit more manageable now for UV.
Nice little rub play out to the left side, and then a nice block by the slot receiver. Sprung the receiver that caught the ball. Good for about 8 yards. We'll bring up third down and six. Third down and six?
Yeah, I'd say third and six to go here with 8:25 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford 36, UV 28. Man in motion is Merlot, but a flag on the play, and the flags just continue to kill UV here on this drive. Another false start.
And it's the same one. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you see that happen all the time. It's like, come on, we correct that. We're not going to have any flags. We haven't had any holding penalties. We haven't had, you know, anything legal hands to the face or anything like that. You know,
and now,
stop this false start.
Now this makes it third and 11, which is a lot tougher than third and six. With 8:20 to go here, fourth quarter, 36-28 the score. Oxford on top of Unadilla Valley. The Storm trying to rally here in the fourth quarter on their home turf.
They are four wide. They've been running a lot of stuff out of this.
So Butts is the man in motion, and here we go. Going to be another false start against Unadilla Valley, and this has just been a killer right now.
In this possession alone, I think that's four.
Yeah, and two in a row. Although they'll call that one illegal motion, but what was a third and six is now going to be about a third and 16. So clock is moving, 8:15 to go, fourth quarter. Again, Oxford on top of UV, 36-28. It's been a great game, but UV currently on this drive just killing themselves here with these penalties. See if they can get back on the right way here. Reifenberg lost the ball, and he's going to have to fall on this one. So there goes third down. Fourth down coming up. And so just a really tough drive here for the Storm.
Yeah, they couldn't. They just had those momentum-killing penalties, and now they've got a real insurmountable task in front of them. Fourth and 16, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And they're going to be punting.
So 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. UV's looking to punt this one away. And this is the time when they need a big-time punt. They get a good one here from Butts, and it's going to be on the ground, and this one will be down at about the 25-yard line. Baker called for a fair catch, and I think he lost it in the lights, and it bounced about another 10 yards. Took a good UV bounce there.
Yeah, real nice UV punt right there. As Nate said, Blackhawks will start first and 10 at the 25 of Oxford.
7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford 36, UV 28. Eight-man football tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Our plan next week will be in Sydney on Friday night as the Warriors will be hosting Newark Valley. That's going to be a heck of a game. 6:50 pregame show, 7 o'clock kickoff between Newark Valley and Sydney. Again, that's next Friday, the last regular season game of the year.
And you talk about tough decisions as a coach. You know, I mean, you want to play in that game as many of your starters as you can and everything, but you also don't want to get hurt going into the playoffs. So it's a tough, thing for Coach Matthews and the Sydney Brain Trust.
Xavier Cruz on first down runs up the middle to the about the 30-yard line across to the 31 before he's brought down. Gain of five. Second and five coming up as Oxford goes left to right. And we'll see if they chew a little clock on this drive here, Tim. It's Oxford 36 and UV 28.
Yeah, they're under. He's actually, Smith has been running the quarterback spot here.
Yeah, Alex Smith is in the shotgun. The UV line jumped a little bit there. Looks like we'll get the playoff. Cruz carrying three guys right now. He's going to get about 3 yards, so it'll be third and short coming up.
And the nice thing about that whole thing was is he never went down. He had four guys had a hold of him on that play, and he just keeps his legs moving and just would not fall down.
You hope at some point some information gets out to a college coach or, you know, somebody gets to see him play in one of these games because, you know, certainly could be a bright future for him somewhere. could find himself a home for 11-man football
for
college next year. He's got all the tools, that's for sure. Five touchdowns tonight for Xavier Cruz, in case you're just joining us. He's been a beast. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oxford 36, UV 28. They'll hand off to Cruz once again. Hits the pile. Good for a first down. Pushing his way forward across the 40 to the 42. Great running.
Absolutely amazing. Again, carried about three people with him. Past the six, first down yardage. And now the ball will be spotted at the 42.
And you know, UV's right there. They're throwing two, three, four guys at him. And he's just a tough guy to bring down. We've seen it in 11-man. We've seen it at 8-man.
He's so decisive. I mean, he's quick, and then he's also very strong. So it's like if you decide you're going to tackle him, he's going to bring it to you. So you better be ready.
5:55 to go, fourth quarter. This is a first and 10. They'll pitch it to the outside looking for Baker. Baker cuts back after he juggled it. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, but actually might have lost one or two on the play.
Yeah, that was play was a little sweep to the right side, and Baker kind of juggled the ball, and that just gave UV enough time to get into the backfield and tackle him for a loss of about two. Second down and 12.
So second and 12 for Oxford as they go left to right. Ball is on their own 39-yard line. Clock starting to become the enemy now of the UV Storm with 5:20 left, and Oxford leading 36-28. They'll hand off to Baker to the outside. He's tripped up, brought down in the backfield. And good tackling here by Unadilla Valley, sniffing that one out.
Sweep to the left side with Baker. Loss of another 2 yards will bring up second down and 13.
Timmy Postma in on the tackle, another one of those great sophomores here for UV. But again, the clock's still moving, down to 4:55 to go fourth quarter, and Oxford ahead 36-28. Play comes in from the sideline. Oxford really in no hurry now, but it is a third and long situation, and we'll see what they do. You never know when you have a running back like Xavier Cruz. Sometimes third and 12 or third and 13 isn't that big of a daunting task, but it's still Baker in the backfield here, so they're going to throw over the middle. It is picked off by UV. Let's see. Yes, it's going to be picked off by Unadilla Valley. The pass was a little underthrown, and going in to pick that one off, let's see, looked like John Leonard came down with it. So he makes up for that one he dropped earlier by making the INT.
Yeah, at the right time, too, because that wide receiver was wide open. If that ball is out in front of him, that might be six for the Blackhawks, but now it's first and 10 for the Storm.
Big-time play there by John Leonard. Couldn't quite tell if he came down with it or not, but he did. And now UV gets the ball back, and they'll have it on their own 35-yard line going right to left. Still a lot of time left with 4:28 to go in the fourth. They trail 36-28. Oxford on top on the road here at UV, but it's been a back-and-forth game all night. So Reifenberg is in the shotgun. He's got one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. They go to the left side, and the pass is incomplete for Butts.
Yeah, that would have been an amazing catch if he caught that. That ball was just a little bit out in front of him too far, and if he brought that in, that would have been just something to tell everybody about in the coffee shop tomorrow.
Clock has stopped with 4:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford leads 36-28. It's been a great game here, a great experience for us in this 8-man contest tonight between the Storm and the Blackhawks. Glad to bring it to you on a Friday night. And now they'll hand off in the backfield to Merlo. He escapes the tackle, but Beckwith says no. Second effort, grabbed the jersey and brought him down.
Yeah, Beckwith was there right away, made a nice hit. But Merlo kept his legs moving, and I thought he was going to get away, but then he slid down and grabbed his ankles and took him to the ground.
Great job there by Beckwith, who came crashing through. Excellent job. And now a timeout's taken by UV with exactly 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. It's Oxford 36, UV 28. Exciting conclusion when we come back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4 minutes to go Fourth quarter, it's Oxford 36, UV 28. And, you know, we were just mentioning here in the press box, it is a frigid and cold night. A lot of credit to these guys who are laying the big hits out there and having to make those plays. Hands got to be cold, feet got to be cold, everything. That's a tough one. Feels more like a November game.
November?
Yeah.
Wow. I hope not. that brings the S word in.
Yep, it's coming. And here on a third down, they'll throw it over the middle. Pass is complete to Merlot, and he is brought down, maybe back at the line of scrimmage. And so a fourth down coming up here for UV.
Yeah, nice little screenplay it was. And it looked like Rivenberg did a really nice job of bringing all the linemen from Blackhawks to him, but they got out there and got the runner before he could get his momentum going. Fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11 here for UV. They are on their own 35-yard line. Clock is moving. 3:25 to go. It's Oxford 36, UV 28. And it looks like UV is going to punt this one away, but we are going to have a flag on the play with 3:18 to go.
Looks like this one might be against the Blackhawks.
So we'll see. This could shorten things up here, and maybe we'll see if UV wants to roll the dice.
Offsides.
So an offsides call moves the ball to the 40. Now it's fourth and about six.
Fourth and six, 3 minutes left. And I'll tell you what, Oxford does not have anybody back. They do not believe they're going to punt.
UV having a little conference here over on the sideline. Clock is moving again, 3:10 to go. Again, it's Oxford leading 36-28. So UV's desperate to get some points here, and clock is starting to become an issue here for the Storm. Fourth and six, it looks like they're going to go for a chance of hurry up from the crowd. You can hear it coming from in front of the press box here. UV is going to punt this one away, but it is blocked by Beckwith. Beckwith's going to scoop it up and just fall on it at about the 32-yard line, and Brad Beckwith makes another huge play on defense. He's fired up.
Yeah, he should be. He's had a great game, and I'll tell you what a play that was right there. Got rid of his blocker, went right in, put his hands up, blocked the punt. Big, big turnover.
2:49 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-28. Not only does Oxford slow down UV on that drive, they get the ball back and in great field position as they're going to have the ball at about the 29-yard line or so with 2:49 to go. If they're able to punch one in, they might put the icing on the cake here. And so Oxford with the ball going left to right. They'll hand one to Xavier Cruz to the 35-yard line. This time he is brought down. Heck of a tackle here by UV Nick Tuttle, the sophomore coming up to rip him down.
Yeah, Nick Tuttle, what a fantastic play he just made right there. I'll tell you what, and not too many people bring down number 40 one-on-one.
No, that was an excellent play. Wouldn't be denied. But Oxford taking their time here with 2:25 to go. Clock is moving 36-28 to score. Oxford with the ball. UV is going to have to throw everything they can here at Oxford and maybe hope to get the ball back somehow with a turnover. Oxford will hand it off to Xavier Cruz, cuts back to the left side, just crushes into the pile, and moved about three or four guys close to a first down. What a punishing run there by Cruz.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know who that was on the UV defense, but they just met number 40 head-on and number 41.
It's like when he has nowhere else to go, he just says, well, I'm going to hit this pile as hard as I can. And he is just blowing piles up right now. Five touchdowns tonight for Xavier Cruz. Probably the hardest running we've seen maybe out of any running back so far this season. Minute and a half to go, fourth quarter. Oxford in control, 36-28. They hand off once again to Cruz. He hits the pile, and that's good for a first down on a third and about three to go. And another good run there from Cruz. To
yeah,
move
Cruz
the sticks.
It's crazy because, he hits his top speed so quickly. Oof. And then when he gets to the point where he's getting ready to be tackled, he's going to lower his shoulders and make you hurt.
Clock moves down to a minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. So Oxford trying to seal the deal here tonight on the road at Unadilla Valley. Been a great game, no matter how this one finishes up as we hit a minute to go. Been back and forth and just good action between the two teams locally that are playing eight-man football this year. And looks like we'll have a flag by the back judge and
delay a game.
Delay a game against Oxford with 58 seconds left.
So when we resume play, it'll be first and 15 for Oxford. The ball will be spotted at about the 22.
About the 22-yard line here. And again, a great crowd coming out to support UV and Oxford tonight, even on a chilly night. And that's why it's great to see these programs continue to play football. And now the clock moves down to 49 seconds to go, but there was a whistle by the officials.
It's going to put some more time back on the clock.
Yep, so they're going to put about 8 seconds back on the clock here. With the score, Oxford 36, UV 28. And so they're going to bump this one back up to 59 seconds to go instead of 49. And so Oxford with just under a minute to go here, trying to kill off the rest of the clock. Snap was high, but they'll hand it off to Cruz. Cruz to the outside left side. This time he's brought down. Clock still continues to move as UV's running out of time.
Yeah, they definitely are. And, you know, Oxford's doing a nice job. They're just trying to get the ball to the guy that's got him there all night tonight. Mr. Xavier Cruz, number 40.
Five touchdowns.
That's just crazy.
Excellent performance by him on the defensive side by Brad Beckwith. I'm sure those guys will be in line for some of our awards that are coming up during our postgame show. 25 seconds left. This will be a second and 10. Oxford just trying to kill off the rest of this clock. They'll hand it off to Paul Baker. Baker to the outside. Can't quite turn the corner. Tipped out of bounds here at about the 20-yard line with 16 seconds left.
Yeah, he did the one thing he did wrong. He got out of bounds.
Yeah.
He wants to keep that clock running. But he did get tackled out of bounds and stopped the clock.
Oxford leads 36-28 here with 16 seconds left. Oxford with the ball. They're deep in UV territory, so barring disaster, the Blackhawks just trying to hold on and kill off the last 16 seconds here. Remember, we'll take a short break when this concludes, and we'll come back with our post-game awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, as they'll hand one off to Baker to the left side with 10 seconds left. Baker cuts back and is tackled, and this could be the last play of the game here on third down, as the rest of the time will tick off here. Our final score will be 36-28. Oxford moves to 3-2 on the season. UV is going to fall to 0-4, but we will have a timeout with 3 seconds left here, taken by Oxford. So fourth down, and someone takes a timeout with 3 seconds to go here. And so we'll have to wait for this one last play for the game to officially be over here.
I'm gonna say, I guess it must have been Oxford called it, because I thought UV was out of timeouts.
Yeah, so it looks like perhaps Oxford called the timeout there over in the huddle. UV is still on the field, and we'll wait for the last play of the contest here. Again, MAC championships for soccer tomorrow. If you follow the MAC schools, the girls are at 10. The boys will not play tomorrow. Their game is postponed until Tuesday because of illness at Green. So that game between Walton and Green, boys MAC soccer championship postponed tomorrow. Still trying to continue to spread the word about that. And so Oxford's just going to run the rest of the clock off here, and that'll do it. 36-28, the final score, as Smith goes down on the last play of the game. 36-28. We'll pause, and we'll come back for the post-game awards, offense, defense, all-purpose, and break down our scoring summary for you as well. Again, Oxford 36, UV 28 on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. One last time here to Unadilla Valley as Oxford hangs on to defeat UV 36-28 in eight-man action tonight. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney studios. So again, 36-28, the final score. Tim, your thoughts on this one tonight?
Just absolutely great game. I mean, it was back and forth. First, it looked like Oxford was going to put a three-score lead on them, and UV said nope. It came back, scored two more touchdowns, and you know, took it into half tied, and it ended up being a one-score game.
Yeah, it was a great effort by UV to come back and tie things up at the halftime break. And just a back-and-forth game here tonight that was definitely a lot of fun. Let's go through our scoring summary here before we do our awards. Go back to the first quarter where Xavier Cruz, a 30-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion was good. Oxford was up 8-0. UV answered right back, though, on a 15-yard TD run by Reifenberg to make it 8-6. Then it was two straight touchdown runs by Xavier Cruz. The first one, 60 yards. The second one, 10 yards, and Oxford was up 22-6 at that point. Almost looked like they might run away, but it was a great second quarter by Unadilla Valley with a touchdown by Reifenberg, a 50-yard scamper. Two-point conversion was good. That made it 22-14, and then Mitchell Merlo with a 5-yard touchdown and the two-point conversion made it 22-22. Third quarter was Cruz with a 50-yard touchdown run to make it 28-22, but Kyler Butts answered right back with a 10-yard touchdown run to tie it up at 28. And then the winning touchdown tonight was a 15-yard TD run by, guess who, Xavier Cruz, 36-28, our final score. Five touchdowns tonight for the man they call X.
Yeah, no doubt. What a great job. And you said it earlier, the kid was a beast. Absolutely amazing, really fast, and would finish off his runs just as hard as he did when he was trying to run away from people.
Next up, it's our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. And proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Pretty easy choice tonight, five touchdowns. Xavier Cruz, our Outstanding Offense Award winner.
Can't say anything else, but congratulations, young man.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll give that to Brad Beckwith from Oxford tonight. He was a monster on the line, a ton of sacks, a ton of tackles, blocked a punt, fumble recovery, kickoff specialist, you name it, he did it.
Yeah, he sure did. And I'll tell you what, he had a bunch of tackles for losses, not even sacks. I mean, just a bunch of tackles on running backs for losses. And then also, like Nate said, he was the kicker for Oxford, and he actually recovered one of his onside kicks.
Lastly tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. And I think we agree on this one. Blaine Reifenberg, the QB tonight from UV, is our all-purpose player. He did a little bit of everything. I was just so impressed with his overall game.
Yeah, number 21, to remember that, folks, he's a sophomore. I mean, it's absolutely amazing that these kids are that young, and hopefully the future looks bright here at UV.
Yeah, so our all-purpose award winner tonight goes to Blaine Reifenberg from UV. So again, our final score, Oxford 36, UV 28. A great eight-man game. So glad we could bring it to you. Our two local teams doing battle here tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I really noticed right away was how many one-on-one situations the eight-man game really causes. And I'll tell you, when you have running backs like Reifenberg, quarterbacks like Reifenberg, and you also have Xavier Cruz on the other side, you're asking a lot of a young man to have to tackle somebody in space one-on-one.
Yeah, it was a great game here tonight. A lot of fun to check out the eight-man game and bring it to you live on the radio. So again, our final score, Oxford 36, UV 28. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you next Friday night for Sydney hosting Newark Valley. That's going to be a great one. So if you want to go back and listen to this one anytime, WCDOsports.com in the game audio archive section. Again, Oxford 36, UV 28. Have a great night from CDL Sports.